time for another Cardinals podcast. And afterwards, head on over to stlsportspage.com for Rob Rains game reports. This edition of the podcast features Cardinals post-game interviews. Now here's Cardinals manager, Mike Schilt.
It's a great battle, wasn't it? You know, Jack made some really, really, really good pitches, and Turner spoiled a lot of good pitches, and Jack ended up getting that double play ball, so it was a double win, so to speak. You know, kept that pitch total down the first, and he's able to settle in and give us a really, really quality start. Yeah, you know, Yachty's a maestro, right? So he has an unbelievable feel for the game. He understands the game, sees the game, and he understands how to work with our guys and work against their guys. And he's always thinking, he's always setting up at bats. And, you know, he did a nice job with Jack tonight, did a nice job with their bullpen. But, you know, those guys deserve credit, too. And I know Yachty would say that as well. But, you know, nice collaboration on both sides. They're in sync with their game plan and how they're thinking and working together, and you can tell that. That's a question for him. You know, he had a nice bag early that helped to get on the board. Yachty was some situational hitting to get him in, and, you know, of course, he has a big two-run homer that, you know, about knocked the foul pole down. Yeah, I think it's more about finding holes, Jen. You know, we mentioned about that for a period of time. And, you know, again, it's you look up and you go, well, you know, the numbers. But the numbers, they can lie in a sense of, you know, this game's challenging and we didn't have a lot of at-bats. He didn't have a lot of at-bats under his belt. And, you know, hitting the balls hard. Now he's, you know, he's definitely locked in on his timing. He's definitely finding some holes, hitting some balls hard. And, you know, there's another big two-run homer for him tonight.
How hard is it?
Yeah, I mean, that's our job, right? We do it in a number of different ways. We do it by making pitches, which we clearly did. We do it as a group. You know, starters have been good the last 2 days, and their bullpen's been really, really good. Everybody tonight came in, did their job. You know, appreciated the job that Webb did. You know, he went out and, you know, made him take a swing. And, you know, Muncy got him, but he got his first out, and Myers came in. And all of them are in attack mode, which is what I love. They're getting after guys, controlling counts, forcing contact, making quality pitches, understand how they're trying to attack guys. Again, working with Yachty, but Myers is great. And then Brevia, again, you know, went at guys, made pitches, and Dominic came in, did a nice job in the ninth. So, and then we're playing clean defense, you know. Guys are making plays. Dexter made a nice play in right field and, you know, turning double plays and playing the game the right way, which, you know, we expect to do. Yeah, DeYoung's a good player. You know, we continue to show his different ways he can play the game and his skill sets. And like I say, he's kind of the point guard out there on the field. Was, you know, see how the game's being played and letting the game come to him. And his you know, field awareness is really good. And he's taking good at bats and smart base runner and always gives effort. So, you know, he's a good player. Well, you always want to get as much as you can out of your starter that's effective. So, you know, we like to expect it's going to be, you know, six or seven. But some nights it's five, some nights it's four. And the bullpen, you know, they're on go. That's a very focused group that's dedicated to being ready whenever and for whatever. So, you know, it's a great group. Tonight they were on display with it, and that's how they're going to compete.
I came early today and do my routine, go to the gym, and then go here in the cage, and I feel good. And it's sad when you don't have a BP on the field.
Did you feel like there was a little something extra you wanted to bring tonight after last night?
Yeah, you know, when you make a mistake, you kind of do better in the next day and kind of fix it the way that you make a mistake, and And then I put on it, put a little bit on it, on your approach and on your defense too.
Offensively, good night tonight. Do you feel like you're close to being where you want to be offensively?
I'm a little close. I get every day, then I put my good swing and so there, and then I get my pitch and set the terabios, then I be a little off, then I driving in, a little rushing, but it's okay.
You guys just took three in a row from the Dodgers, another game tomorrow, but it seems like not everyone's clicking together right now. Are you guys even close to playing your best baseball?
Yeah, we try now. We trying to put everybody together. We trying to get on base, most important in the team, to try to score runs, and that's what we do, so everyone, individual.
When you got that hit to right field, does that show you're taking the pitch wherever it is?
That's exactly the same my swing. The when I have a two strike, I just flip it there, and when I saw that base hit there, I just say now I can come back.
Marcel, what are you seeing of Paul DeJong? What is he doing to get so many hits?
He's good. He's good right now. I just wanted that he keep hard every whole season, and if he get on base, I had a chance to get in the box.
You weren't going to climb the wall tonight and then ball out there.
I just didn't read it well. No. I was close.
Yeah, I am.
But no chance.
When you're swinging the bat like you're swinging it, how does that feel? Because you know it can go south in a hurry. It can go north. Everything can happen. How's it feel right now?
Feels pretty good. Just trying to stay through the middle and, you know, trust in my hands to be able to react to fastballs and not trying to do too much. And, you know, I got that infield single, legged on out, and, you know, just trying to get on base as much as I can. Our offense starting to click a little bit here.
You've had some pretty good stretches in the big leagues already, but is this about as good as you felt at the plate?
Yeah, honestly, I mean, just 2 years in the big leagues. Now this is my third year. I've learned a lot about myself and, you know, how to approach things day to day and, you know, what I have to do to prepare. So really just trying to lock in my body and mind, and, you know, I think it's been working.
How good your pitching staff in this series has been something else.
Unbelievable. Starting pitching, our bullpen shut the door, you know, getting leads, and then our offense battling back when we were down early. So for us, we're just, you know, playing complete baseball right now.
How much do you think the game turned when you won that 14-pitch at-bat in the first inning there?
I don't think that changed the game at all. I mean, in the first inning, there's a lot of game left to go. Crazy at-bat, you know. It was just everything I threw, he just kept fouling it off, and then, you know, finally put something in play. And, you know, credit to the defense, because, you know, you get a long at-bat like that, it starts dragging on. And but they were on their toes. They were ready, and Paul and Wong, they turned a huge double play to where you know, the inning ended right there. You know, if that doesn't get turned, we got to, you know, I got to kind of lock it back in for the next hitter after something like that. You know, crazy things happen. So credit to those guys for being locked in during that whole at-bat and turning a huge double play.
Did you throw every pitch that you have in that at-bat?
No, I mean, they were all fastball sliders. It's just a little bit varied on speeds. It just was like, man, I just put it in play, whatever, and whatever happens. But I just keep throwing the ball and you know, trying to keep executing one after the other, and it ended up working out. And, you know, like I said, credit to them, credit to, you know, Paul and Wong. You know, they work so hard each and every day. So it was that was a big play right there.
How much more difficult is it to have that kind of battle in the first inning, where you are trying to maybe save some pitches or save some looks for later in the game?
I think more so just, you know, you're trying to get into a rhythm that first inning, and you run into something like that where, you know, he takes a really good pitch, 0-2, and then he starts battling here and there, and but I think in any situation like that, you're just continuing to try to execute, not really focused on, you know, how many pitches have I thrown to this guy. You know, I'm trying to save pitches for later in the game. I think it's just at that point, it just comes down to executing and continuing to do it over and over again until either he gets out or he gets a hit or something, whatever happens.
How big is no walks?
That's no walks is huge. I mean, you know, we're just trying to make adjustments off the last two times out. We're going to go try to be aggressive and go attack them, and you know, I was able to do that today. Kind of just trusted Yachty, trusted the defense. Made some big plays. You know, that double play was big. The line out that Peterson had, where Dex was there, that was a very big play. So, you know, it was a all around good day.
Josh, talked a lot about efficiency, wanting to be more efficient. You pleased them with kind of those last four innings, and your pitch count's pretty high after two.
Yeah, much better in the last few, where I was able to feel like, you know, I feel like I got ahead and got to two strikes very early, but those at bats kind of dragged on a little bit. Or, you know, not every two strike count, has to end a strikeout, but you know, over weak contact or something. So it was just continuing to execute each and every pitch, and you know, trusting that guy back there, trusting Yadi, knowing you know that the plan that we go in with is good, and just you know, trust what he sees back there, and then you know, just yeah, continuing to improve.
Obviously, you expect to win quite a few games this year, but how big is it? How nice to get the first one out of the way?
It's good to put the team in a position to win every time out. You know, I come out of the game and it's 2-1, and we go out right away and get a run, and then Yadi hits a 2-run homer just to extend it. So, you know, there's that kind of, you know, game's not over when I come out. You know, as long as I'm trying to put the team in a position to win, and they did a great job adding on. You know, the offense wasn't satisfied, kept tacking on, ended up putting up 7, which was huge.
Being a California guy, is there any part of you that gets a little more amped up when you face the Dodgers?
I don't think I need to get any more amped up with anybody that I pitch against. I'm kind of fired up. Doesn't really matter who gets in there. I don't. If you're in the box, you know, for that day, it doesn't matter. You know? Our job is to beat you, so I'm fired up no matter who's in there.
You mentioned Yadi a couple times in this interview. Can you describe the impact he has in helping you navigate through a start like this, or maybe even helping you realize kind of where to improve from your last couple?
I don't even think you can put it into words. Just what he does. I mean, it's things that people don't even see or hear about. You just, you know, you kind of get with him before the game, and you know, he just, you know, whatever, you know, you already try to go in with that confidence, but he just continues to instill it. And as the game goes on, and, you know, whatever he throws down, you just kind of trust him. And but, you know, he sees things that, you know, I don't see, or I just trust him in that way.
How much are you talking between innings with him then in the dugout, or is it mainly out on the field?
It depends game to game, kind of more or less, depending on, you know, the feel of the game or the flow of the game. We'll kind of determine how much we talk in between innings. But sometimes, you know, sometimes we don't talk at all. Today we may have said two words to each other in between innings. But you know, yeah, it just kind of depends game to game.
How many times do you shake them off?
Game to game, it depends. You know, I mean, I shook him in that first at bat, and ended up giving up a hit, and I was like, you know, so that's you gotta own it and you gotta take it. So you know, but kind of, you know, I trust him, but you know, just knowing that whatever pitch is called and whatever I want to throw, I have to have conviction behind it. So even if he calls it, if I don't have the conviction behind it, there's no reason for me to throw it. Even if he's calling the right pitch, if I'm not convicted behind it, if I'm not, you know, 100% like locked in to whatever he's called, I shouldn't throw it. And I need to shake to something else or step off, regroup, and find a way to be convicted in it. But yeah, that's just one of those things where you kind of just, I got to believe in everything that I'm throwing. I got to have that conviction behind each and every pitch, because without it, it just, you know, bad things tend to happen. You know, there, you just agree to whatever pitch is thrown, and you're not, you know, behind it. You kind of, it's good things usually don't happen.
You mentioned that he sees things that you don't sometimes. Do you have an example of that from tonight?
I don't, but like, it's just one of those things where I may between two pitches, you know, like, all right, we got this and this, which one are we going with? And you just know that he's got an idea, he's got something going in his head. But I mean, he's, you know, one of the best of all time. You know what he's got is usually right.